Do you know what a myth is, Jefferson? I asked him. A myth is an old lie that people believe in. White people believe that they are better than anyone else on earth, and that's a myth. The last thing they ever want is to see a black man stand and think and show that common humanity that is in us all. It would destroy their myth. They would no longer have justification for having made us slaves and keeping us in the condition we are in. As long as none of us stand, they're safe. They're safe with me. They're safe with Reverend Ambrose. I don't want them to feel safe with you anymore. I want you to chip away at that myth by standing. I want you, yes, you, to call them liars. I want you to show them that you're as much a man, more a man than they can ever be. That jury? You call them men? That judge, is he a man? The governor is no better. They play by the rules their forefathers created hundreds of years ago. Their forefathers said that we're only 3/5 human, and they believe it to this day. Sheriff Guidry does, too. He calls me professor, but he doesn't mean it. He calls Reverend Ambrose reverend, but he doesn't respect him. When I showed him the notebook and pencil I brought you, he grinned. Do you know why? He believes it was just a waste of time and money. What can a hog do with a pencil and paper? We stopped. His head was down. Look at me, Jefferson, please, I said. He raised his head. He had been crying. He raised his cuffed hands and wiped one eye, then the other. I need you, I told him. I need you much more than you could ever need me. I need to know what to do with my life. I want to run away, but go where and do what? I'm needed here and I know it, but I feel that all I'm doing here is choking myself. I need someone to tell me what to do. I need you to tell me, to show me. I'm no hero. I can just give something small. That's all I have to offer. It is the only way that we can chip away at the myth. You can be bigger than anyone you have ever met. Please listen to me, because I would not lie to you now. I speak from my heart. You have the chance of being bigger than anyone who has ever lived on that plantation or come from this little town. You can do it if you try. You have seen how Mr. Farrell makes a slingshot handle. He starts with just a little piece of rough wood, any little piece of scrap wood. Then he starts cutting, cutting and cutting and cutting, then shaving. Shaves it down clean and smooth till it's not what it was before, but something new and pretty. You know what I'm talking about, because you have seen him do it. You had one that he made from a piece of scrap wood. Yes, yes, I saw you with it. And it came from a piece of old wood that he found in a yard somewhere. And that's all we are, Jefferson, all of us on this earth, a piece of drifting wood. Until we, each one of us, individually, decide to become something else. I am still that piece of drifting wood, and those out there are no better. But you can be better, because we need you to be and want you to be. Me, your godmother, the children, and all the rest of them in the quarter. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, Jefferson? Do you? He looked at me in great pain. He may not have understood, but something was touched, something deep down in him, because he was still crying. I cry, not from reaching any conclusion by reasoning, but because, lowly as I am still part of the whole. Is that what he was thinking as he looked at me crying? Come on, I said, let's have some gumbo. And we went back to the table.